Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look inside The Juice to see what students are reading about.
Right. It gives us parents and teachers some really useful insights, maybe even some conversation starters for home or the classroom.
Absolutely. So first up, we have a pretty unusual story about Wellington the pig.
Oh, Wellington. Yes. Not your typical farm animal story at all.
No, definitely not. He was found lost in Maryland, and he really didn't act like a typical pig. Preferred people, soft beds.
Air conditioning, I heard, and belly rubs. Kind of dog-like, really.
Yeah, exactly. He even ended up in this special home in Pennsylvania. Got his own room, a kiddie pool.
It's a great story about looking past labels, isn't it? Really observing to understand needs.
Hmm. For kids, maybe a good question is, what's something unexpected about you? Or how do we figure out what someone or even an animal needs if they can't tell us directly?
That's a good one. It prompts empathy.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Students are also reading a quote from Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist.
Ah, yes. A very thought-provoking writer. What's the quote?
It goes, "You're always learning. The problem is sometimes you stop and think you understand the world. This is not correct. The world is always moving."
That's powerful. It's about staying curious, right? Recognizing that understanding as well, it's a journey, not a destination.
Right. The world keeps changing, so we have to keep learning.
For students, you could ask, what does he mean the world is always moving? And maybe, can they think of a time they realized there was more to learn about something they thought they totally understood?
That's a great way to frame it. Okay, next. A sports milestone. Sue Bird.
WNBA legend Sue Bird. Getting a statue, right?
Exactly. First WNBA player honored with one by her team, the Seattle Storm. It's an 8-foot bronze statue showing her layup.
Symbolizing her first and last points, I read. That's quite something after a 21-year career.
Incredible career. 4 championships, 5 Olympic golds. She hopes it inspires others.
And that's the key point, isn't it? Being the first opens doors. It shows others what's possible, especially in women's sports.
Definitely. So a discussion could be, what does it mean when someone is the first? How can seeing someone else achieve something big inspire you?
Yeah, connecting it back to their own potential. Good stuff.
Now for something on a massive scale. The town of Kiruna in Sweden.
Oh, the moving town. Yes, fascinating story.
It really is. They're literally moving the town, 23,000 people, because the iron ore mine underneath is causing the ground to crumble.
And they're moving historic buildings, including a huge church.
That's right. The Kiruna Church weighs 672 metric tons, moving it 3 miles to a new town center. It's a huge, multi-decade, billion-dollar project funded mostly by the mining company.
Wow. The engineering involved must be incredible, just thinking about the logistics.
Exactly. So for kids, you could talk about that. What challenges are involved in moving huge buildings? What kind of skills would people need for that kind of job?
Makes you appreciate both history and modern engineering.
Definitely. Okay, let's turn to a current events topic students encountered. Former President Trump's pledge about voting.
Ah, okay. The one about mail-in ballots and electronic voting machines.
Yes. He pledged to sign an executive order to ban them for the 2026 midterms.
Right. But the context provided, and this is important, is that experts point out the Constitution gives that power mainly to Congress and state legislatures, not the president directly.
Correct. The point being made by experts is that such an order would likely face immediate legal challenges because of how election laws are set up.
So it's a good chance to discuss how laws are made in the U.S., the separation of powers.
Exactly. A potential discussion. Who does have the power to change election laws? Why is it important to have different branches of government involved?
And maybe touching on what helps them feel confident their voice matters in decisions.
Good point. Okay, last one, and this is about language itself.
Oh, what's happening with words?
The Cambridge Dictionary added over 6,000 new words, many coming straight from, you know, social media and internet culture.
Always interesting to see how language evolves. Any examples jump out?
Yeah, things like skibidi, for a viral meme, apparently. Delulu, which is short for delusional. And tradwife, reflecting a social media trend.
Right. So words bubble up online and some actually stick enough to make it into the dictionary.
It shows language is alive, constantly changing.
Absolutely. A fun discussion for kids might be, what new words or phrases do you use? Why do you think they got popular? And how does the internet change language?
Yeah. What gives the word that staying power?
Exactly.
So, from Wellington the Pig to moving towns, WMEA firsts, deep quotes, election law structure, and even new words. Quite a range of topics.
It really is. And hopefully these glimpses from the juice give you some good starting points for conversations that connect learning to the, well, the real world kids are navigating.
For sure. You know, thinking about all these stories together, it really highlights how much constant change there is in language, cities, sports, even how we see animals.
Mm-hmm. And underscores the importance of always being open to learning something new, when you say.
Absolutely. A great thought to end on. Thank you for joining this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.